Cup. Radio Xanadu.
107 FM.
100% no. Dance music. Radio Xanadu.
This is between me and you.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the NMO. Anything we say on here is totally fucked up and we don't mean a single word of it.
Was it faded, not jaded? Just a kid with a pad and a pen and a big imagination.
listening to the NMO on radios. You are listening.
because you know you're so
to the NMO show. This is brought to you live on a Sunday afternoon from the depths of hell, and
we haven't made it to hell yet.
We're only on the seventh layer.
Yeah.
So sorry it's so long into the show before we decided to talk, but we figured, you know, play some music because that's after all what we're here for.
And we played a couple of good tracks that we haven't played for a long time. So for example, when was the last time we played Dr. Feelgood by Kickdown?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I mean, we are going to have a little delve into our archives for the things we haven't played in a while, because that's what we do.
We're keeping it fresh by going back old again.
Yeah, going back old.
I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It does to an extent.
We've clawed back a little bit of sanity. We've had a little listen to our own shows and thoughts.
Yeah, we need help.
Yeah, we thought... Mental. We'll check into an asylum, and then that didn't work. We killed a few people, and then we thought, sod it. We'll go back to do what we do best.
He says people, he means he went through Toys R Us pulling the heads off Ken dolls and Action Man.
Barbie.
Wasn't the head you pulled off Barbie, it was the legs.
Oh, fair enough.
It's like, it reminds me of Steptoe in somewhere, he says to Harold, and you reached up and you pulled the fairy off the top of the tree and ripped her leg off. No one ever found that leg. We reckon you must have had it.
And on that note, we'll play you a song.
Disappear when I'm with you.
been a while since I could look at myself straight, and it's been a while since I said I'm sorry. And it's been a while since I've seen the way the candles light your face. And it's been a while, but I can still remember just said I'm sorry.
Oh, times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
From the looks of things, we're going a bit more old school Stairways-y type thing now, aren't we, with the grunge and new metal and
what we class as the good old days.
Yeah.
To be fair though, it's the kind of music we've been playing for quite a while. And really what we're doing here is showcasing what we do at our nights.
Yeah.
You know, because what everybody knows is we are live DJs and that's where we get our buzz.
Yeah, that's where we excel really.
Yeah. We love having a full dance floor.
That's why we keep going metal on it. Every now and then it's the pressure sort of builds up because it's, I mean, okay, yeah, it is in the comfort zone, but it's still sort of just out.
Yeah, the problem with, like, when you're in a studio and you're basically playing to the four walls and a few sound engineers, that you're not actually playing to a crowd that you can see and appreciate.
Yeah.
So it's a bit weird. And
it's like building a playlist to listen to yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, your playlist is never always the same.
No, but what we are doing is we're using it to practice talking to you, the listeners out there, because we get better on the microphones. Then we can talk to you properly when we're out, wherever we are, whenever we're doing it.
Yeah,
live. So yeah.
But you do get some DJs that act like total prats over the microphone. I'm gonna leave the names of the clubs out of it, because the Crazy House DJ doesn't need to talk as much as... Oh, sorry.
Slander, my dear boy. That's absolute slander.
It's true, though. Can be as slanderous as you like, it's true. He does waffle some crap over the mic.
Oh, well, at least his waffling's better than the shit he plays.
Yeah.
Oh, did I really say that out loud?
Yeah.
On that note, we should probably play some songs. Here's something you probably won't hear in the Crazy House at the moment. It's called Rock.
To our love.
Here at the Animo, you know, we set our priorities quite high, and we care a lot about our friends, our family, you know, all them people that support us over the years, done everything they can for us, come to our nights. So this song's dedicated to y'all. This is for our homies.
Of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. If they really missed you so much, why don't they just call and talk? If you wasn't blood, would you still have love? Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? And who was you tripping with when you did it mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then felt worse than you about the shit in the morning?
Who loaned your money, homie? Who owes you cash? Who taught you how to use a bomb for the grass? I don't know much, but I gotta assume when you hit your first net, your homies was in the talk about.
Despise, like, I don't know, maybe dishwashing or fucking flipping fries. And you got this boss who think he the Don Mega because he the head manager, cheap Kelly Fry nigga. All you can vision is y'all beating him down, your homie standing on his back while you're kicking his head around. But responsibility is there, I can't lie, though I'd have been plucked his fucking eyeball out with a chicken bone. I'm crazy as fuck, I'll rip your piercings off, and now my homies are holding me back so I don't look soft.
When you snuck the car out, who did you get it? When you got color, who'd you blame this shit? Can you relax so I don't scratch your balls? Homies, I'm talking about like you and yours.
Homies,
everybody
wanna
know
love,
sir.
We're talking about
homies.
if you step to one of us, you better step to the whole crew. Yeah. I never knew that I could depend, that I can have some friends, it's down to the very end. Well, that's my homeboys, excuse me, my family, and when we conquer the world, we macking on the galaxy. Cause sky's the limit and we ain't finishing. If my homies gon' ride, then you know I'm with it.
Puff it and pass it and I give it to my homies, y'all. Hit it and quit it, then I give it to my homies, y'all. I got the world around my finger with my homies, y'all. And everything is obsolete unless I hear my homies call. We worldwide, we're homies across the planet, sticking together like zippers on a Michael Jackson, Peter Jackson. They got my back like a tap for that, I love y'all. Hanging till we old and gray like grandpa.
Just likes getting the fuck on, and it's a good talk to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down.
Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced the bugs, all twisted around the beat. Uncomfortable, 3 feet deep. Now the fuzz is there from not being there on a confusing morning week. You would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
If you still must adjust,
making sure I'm not in too deep.
If you still must adjust,
keep bursting on my feet.
If you still must adjust,
Jeff, come here, come here, come here.
Sharon looked so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night?
Sharon! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that leap. My sticky paws were in the making straws out of big, fast, loopy treats.